sometimes it just seems like everything goes too fast. And this weekend, lots of things really will just fly by in Central Florida, including what I believe to be the fastest land animals next to the cheetah, hockey players. Yes, the Orlando Solar Bears are back. And in honor of this coming Veterans Day, that's Monday, the Solar Bears are having Military Appreciation Weekend. That means discounts to both home games. The puck drops at 7 p.m. tomorrow night and 3 p.m. on Sunday. I still have my Solar Bears t-shirt from their first go-round, and I love being able to say, go to OrlandoSolarBearsHockey.com. As far as literally flying by, the Avian Recovery Center out in Apopka is having their Fall Owl Fest starting at 10 a.m. tomorrow and going till 3 p.m., so you can still make that Solar Bears game. You can see live owls and other birds of prey like hawks and eagles. There will be falconry flight demos and other family-friendly activities. The event is free, but the center could use your donations to keep doing their good conservation work. Go to ARC4Raptors.org for details. One more thing that seems to fly by is one-act plays, and you can see quite a few of them at Project Spotlight's One-Act Festival at UCF. The festival runs through Sunday. All shows are directed by MFA grad students, and they'll include For Whom the Southern Bell Tolls by Christopher Durang and Tennessee Williams' This Property is Condemned. You can find them on Facebook at Project Spotlight UCF. I'm Liz Langley, and I'll see you out there.